This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com. This is Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. So tell your friends, we're on the air live from Austin, Texas. BPNRadio.com.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dance. And all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
We love songs, we love preaching, we love all sorts of things, but we love to hear the voice of God. So today, the voice of God, I believe, is going to speak to us today here on Prophetic Tuesday. Good of you listening on BPNRadio.com. Just tell your friends to go to BPNRadio.com, our website. Right there is the button. Just click on the button and begin to listen. Here we are broadcasting from our studios on Tuesday morning. I love these Prophetic Tuesdays. One of the highlights of my entire week is to be able to pray for people, speak a word from God, because I know, I'm going to say it again, I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So here we are, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says that all the people should keep the watch of the Lord. So here we are watching and praying. Remember, this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today. And I want to remind you that all of these programs, I believe, are on podcast. And people have asked me about them. All you need to do, and I'm going to walk you through it right now before we get started. All you have to do to get the podcast is go to bpnradio.com, and I'm going to click on that right now, and then I see Home Radio Breakout Ministries. I see podcasts. I go to podcast. It says listen now, and it comes up to the prophetic sessions. So the last week's prophetic session, I believe, Tuesday prophetic Tuesday, September the 9th, 16th, 23rd. Okay, so they're all up, all the way back to February of 2017. BPNRadio.com, click on podcast. When you get to podcast, click on prophetic sessions. I hope that's helped you. So I have a number of prophetic words to give people that have left your name, city, and state on Dale Gentry Facebook page and Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. And you can follow me today on the Dale Gentry Facebook page. And also, I'm going to be taking some phone calls today. And I know that a lot of people get a little bit nervous to call me, but I have a call-in line. And I'm going to go a little step further, because I'm going to allow you today to tell me what you would like for me to pray with you about. Now, I've got enough names and prophetic words that would probably fill the program today, but I'm going to give you a phone number if you just want to call me and give me your first name, your city and state, and say to me, Dale, here's what I'd like for you to pray with me about. And I may have a word about that particular situation, but I'll pray with you about it. So don't be afraid. I'm going to give you the number. Don't call at the moment, but I'll tell you when to go, when to call. And so if you want to be very, very bold and maybe go to the head of the line, the number is 979-596-0195. 979. I think I'm going to post this I'm going to post this on the Dale Gentry Facebook page, the Dale Gentry fan page. I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to do it. Good to have you listening today. And I have a lot of prophetic words. I've been up since early this morning. What I do on Tuesday mornings is I begin to get up and I write your names down. And then I begin to ask the Holy Spirit to give me a word for you. It may be only one sentence, I don't know, or one paragraph. It's not much. But just that one word from God can change your life forever. I'm going to post this right up here on the Breakout Prayer Network Dale Gentry page. I'm gonna post this number for you, and you can give me a call and just tell me what you would like for me to pray with you about. I don't know if I've done this before, but I just feel a real strong anointing, so I'm gonna do. I'm gonna type this in 979. It's just you and I here. 596. 0195. 0195. So there it is. 979-596-0195. And so I'm going to post that. I'm going to post it. I'm trying to do it now. There it is. Dale Gentry. Published by Dale Gentry just now. 979-596-0195. So here we go. I'm gonna pray. Here's how it works. God called me to be a prophetic voice way back in 1985. I've been a pastor for a number of years, but I begin to go out and lead prayer conferences. And as I did, people would begin to come up, and I would begin to pray for them. The Holy Spirit would begin to show me something or say something about them, and the pastor. He would be quite amazed at the revelatory anointing that was upon my life, although I'd never asked to prophesy. And they would invite me back. And so consequently, for over 30 years, Gene and I traveled as a prayer and prophetic voice across America, nations of the world. And I get testimonies quite often saying, way back, so-and-so, you gave me a prophecy. It's come to pass. And so that's how it all began. And so in 2014... the Holy Spirit spoke to me about starting an internet station where I would lead prayer around the clock. And so, of course, combined with prayer is the prophetic word. So I did, and I get to lead an incredible station that is now reaching people from many nations of the world. Well, we're going to pray. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today on this prophetic Tuesday. I'm going to get a little closer to the microphone. Here on this Prophetic Tuesday, I just pray the Holy Spirit will, Holy Spirit, you'll anoint me. Let it be a wonderful day. Let it be a wonderful day today. Open our spiritual ears. Those of you who are listening, if you can, put your head on your ears. Your colleagues might wonder what you're doing, but just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears today. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes today that I might see, that I might hear and I might see what you're doing or showing me today. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, help me to be able to receive today in Jesus' name. Remember today, if I give you a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing in your life now. It could be a future word, maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard before, or it could be a brand new word. You say, well, I've never heard that before. And so it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, a new word. And remember, a prophecy, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part and prophesy in part. So a prophecy does not tell the whole story of your life. It may not even share anything that's going on in your life right now. It might be something you've never, ever even thought about. But it's a word from God. It's not a chapter. It's a book. It's a word from the Lord. And you cannot receive it with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that you do not have the capacity. Your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You got to receive it with your spirit. If you bear witness to it and you take ownership of that word and say, that word is for me, write it down. Jeremiah 30:2 says to write it in a book. So write it down. and then begin to speak that word. Prophesy back that word back to yourself in faith. And you remember, you don't have to receive a word if you don't want it. Say, I don't bear witness, or I don't even want that word. So I've given people words that they said, I don't want that word. So they could be dismissing a major opportunity. So a prophetic word does not guarantee something is going to happen in your life right away, but it does open great possibilities. It opens the realm to what I call the fourth dimension, and that is the dimension of visions and dreams, where we receive a word and literally speak that word into our lives. I'm here where I'm at today now, 51 years later in full-time ministry, because I began to receive the word of the Lord way back. I was raised in poverty, actually. My wife Jean and I both, we've been married for 57 years, both of us raised in poverty. But we knew that we did not have to live that way in our little towns in Oklahoma. But we actually could begin to speak our worlds into existence. The Bible said that God spoke the word and the world came into existence. Worlds came into existence. Actually, that's a plural word. So this is a great faith builder. And I don't know, some of you would like to say, well, could I call you personally without being on the radio? And the answer is no. I got my day full, and I've got a lot of appointments, things going. I'm probably as busy as I've ever been in my life, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying this hour. But I'm gonna play a song that was written by my son, Rick Gentry, sung by a 16-year-old young lady here in Austin, Texas, and it just talks about one word from God can change your life forever. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got lots of words, a lot of names lined up, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I am going to play a song, one of our theme songs here, One Word from God Can Change Your Life Forever. I'm going to play that, and you can call me if you want to. If I don't get any phone calls right away, then I'll just give some prophecies that I've written down here. It's going to be a great day. Here we are, unrehearsed. Okay, if you want to call me, 979-596-0195. Okay, I'll take a call here. Okay, who am I talking to right now? Hello, Dale Gentry here. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. You're on the radio. Hello? Okay. All right.
Another crossroad in my way, another choice I have to make. I need your word, your guiding light.
Okay, if you want to give me a call, 979-596-0195. I'm gonna first of all prophesy over people that are calling me, and then I'll give some other words here. Okay, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, who am I talking to?
Hello.
Who is this? Give me
hello.
Hello, this is Dale Gentry. You're on the radio. Okay. All right. I don't want that number to come back again. I've tried you twice. Anybody else want to call me? I'll answer your call. Okay, who am I talking to? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear my voice? Hello? Hello? Hello. Okay, evidently people cannot hear my voice. So you probably need to keep your telephone up so you can hear me on the radio. All right. You can give me a call. Hello. Who am I talking to? Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. Evidently, when you okay, maybe you can. Hello. Who am I speaking to? Hello. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I won't. Evidently, we're going to have to talk to our engineering department, Aliona or Michael. I don't have any volume on your calls. I cannot. I can hear your voice, but you can't hear mine. So I'm going to start prophesying. I got some words here. Some of you saying, "Are you going to ever get started today, Dale Gentry?" Well, I'm trying. I'm gonna take a phone call, see if anybody can hear me. Hello, can you hear me out there? Can you hear me? Hello. Okay, evidently not. Okay, I'm gonna sign my off for the telephone calls. We're gonna work that out before next week. I do have some words for some people, and I'm gonna get started today. No more phone calls because you can't hear my voice. I can hear you, evidently, but you can't hear me. Anyhow, one word from God can change your life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. One word from God can change your life forever. Okay, I have a word today for Shelley P. from Wallace, North Carolina. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are the answer woman. I see you hosting your own radio show on social media sites, maybe radio programs, declaring what you hear Lady Wisdom saying to other people. So I just declare that you have an amazing gift of the word of wisdom. You know, the Bible talks about the 9 spiritual gifts, and one of the 9 spiritual gifts is the word of wisdom. And I want to say over you, Shelley, you have the word of wisdom. And as you begin to exercise that gift, people are going to be amazed at the words of wisdom that you speak over other people, over their lives, as well as other people's lives. Jessica S. from Yukon, Oklahoma. Jessica, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that some things that are being contested in your life at this moment have already been settled in the realm of the Spirit. In the natural, it's unsettled, but in the realm of the Spirit, it's settled. You must know that the word of the Lord is higher than the word of man. So, it's settled. And sometimes you just feel like, hey, I'm so unsettled in life. What's going on with me? But you've got to know that God is at work. He's already settled some things. You need to, and he wants you to be at peace about it all. So I bless you, Jessica. I bless you, Shelley. Crystalline A. from Oklahoma City, I see you entering into a new season of spiritual authority, bringing divine order into many other people's lives. So there's so many people today out there that their lives are just out of order, totally out of order, and I see you bringing a divine order into their lives. And I just declare that God is at work in you. I bless you, Crystalline. And Heather M. from Tulare, California, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you told you that you couldn't, who told you that you couldn't do that? I've got these prophetic words written down. What I do is take your name and your city and state. Sometimes I don't get to it for a week or two or three, so please be patient if you will. So, Heather, you're from a week or two back, but what I wrote down for you was, who told you that you couldn't do that? There have been too many wrong voices speaking into your life over time. And God is going to give you key people that will impart to you greater confidence to be that woman of God that he has called you to be. So I bless you, Heather, there in Tulare, California. And Lisa M. from Kingwood, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, wait just a little while longer till the storm passes by. Don't make unwise decisions during the storm. The sun will shine again soon. You'll receive that revelation from the Holy Spirit that you desperately need to take that next step with. Lisa, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Michelle K. from Baytown, Texas. Here the Holy Spirit saying your presentation is under consideration. It's all being considered, so don't press yourself out of measure trying to work it out on your own. It's a matter of timing. Well, this is so important. I shared a little bit about this last week. Timing is so important. It is so very important. And, you know, I've said many times, with God's timing and God's will kiss each other, then it's going to be amazing what begins to happen in life. And so you got to know that God's will and God's time kiss each other, and amazing things are going to happen. You know, the most difficult most difficult thing we have to do is wait on him. But David said, they that wait upon the Lord, Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So it is difficult to wait. I understand that. But God's timing is so right on. Otherwise, you're going to begin to accept second best in your life. Okay, there you have that. I have a word for Michelle, so I bless you. I have a word for Jessica L. from Collinsville, Oklahoma. Write, edit, and do your own publishing company. You have a great gift of writing. You say, how do you get these words? Well, I just either hear someone's voice, look at their picture, or sometimes just look at their name. That's all I have to do. And so I just declare that you are a writer, and you're also an editor. And I declare you're going to have your own publishing company. Help people write their stories. You know, Job said, I wish somebody would tell my story. Do you know, Jessica, that there are so many, many people out there that have a story to tell? And I want to talk to you people about, you say, I'm writing a book and I'm trying to find somebody to publish it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, because most of those people, they want $10,000 to publish your company, your book in the on their company's site. And it's not, I'm just telling you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. They may say, well, you know, I'm going to get your book out to all kinds of people. Don't be deceived into thinking that somebody's going to charge you $10,000 to edit your book and say publish it. But Jessica, you're going to tell people stories, and the charges are going to be minimal. But what's going to happen is you're going to have an interest, a commission on what you're going to write, other people's stories. So you're going to discover their stories and turn them into bestsellers. You're going to search out these stories. So, Jessica, gifted young lady, I bless you in Jesus' name. Janelle B. from Houston, Texas, you're making some progress, and you're to teach others and train others how to make progress. You know, there is a progression in life. To everything, there's a rhythm. And you need to find the rhythms of life. I am more productive and more fulfilled in life when I find my rhythm. There's a lot of people, they just get up whenever they wake up, and they kind of stagger into the kitchen, get them a cup of coffee, and they don't have their day planned, and they're unfulfilled. They're not bearing fruit. They're just going through life. I like to get up in the morning, seize the day. How do I do that? I seize the day by giving God the first hour of my day. So about 5:30 in the morning or earlier, I'm up. I'm seizing the day, giving God the first hour of my day, praying, seeking God, praying over needs of people. I've got this prayer manual, this prayer guide that was written by R.W. McWilliams and one of our friends, and I have a hard copy of that. I write names down, and I begin to call people's names in prayer because I believe that people need the prayer of agreement. And I try to pray for President Trump, Vice President Pence, and others. And, of course, today, every day I'm praying, of course, for revivals in America and other spiritual awakening. So I start my day. I go through that prayer. I have a Gene knocks on my door and says, it's coffee time. So Gene and I have some coffee. We talk about our day. We have a wonderful time of fellowship. And because women, they need communication. The thing that they need in life is they need to communicate. And so we have that time of communication. It's a great time. And then after that, we have our prayer of agreement. Sometimes we take a prayer walk. Sometimes we just pray there in our home, have the prayer of agreement. And then I go into my studio, and I begin to prepare for the day. So, and then I have appointments, and I have a schedule. I have planning, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit, you know, what he would have me to do through the day. So rhythm is so important in your life. And Janelle from Houston, I just declare that you're going to teach, train, and mentor people on how to take additional steps of action to fulfill their purpose in life, step-by-step instructions on how to find their rhythm. There is a rhythm of life. And I pray for those of you, you feel like that your life is totally out of control and there is no rhythm in your life. I just speak that word of release that you're going to find a rhythm about your life. I bless you, Janelle. And Jana W. from Votaw, Texas, God is making up for lost time in your life, taking lost opportunities and setting them in settings of silver. And in some things you feel like you've lost when you really haven't lost. So dreams lost and found for you. Elsa, I bless you, Jana. Elsa, how you doing, Elsa, out there in Kelowna, Iowa? Elsa, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you understand the lay of the land. God is going to give you much property to sow into. Many will be calling you the Lord of the land. Now, the Lord's not calling you that, but they'll be calling you the Lord of the land because of your ability to stewardship physical lands and also the lay of the land concerning where people may be in their life. And concerning properties, God is showing you what properties that you're going to give oversight to. You have a great gift of management and stewardship that's going to bring great revenue into your hands as well as other people. And you will be lending. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Elsa, you'll be lending and not borrowing. And you're also going to be a major factor in helping a lot of people come out of debt. So, Elsa, I bless you in Jesus' name. Aliona, if you could put my regular programming back up there, I'm gonna have a station break here in a moment. Thank you very much. Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut. Dana, I want you to start a fire. Start a fire, Dana. That fire that burns in your spirit to do something special for him. Start a fire. That fire that burns in your spirit to do something special for him. God is about to open those doors of opportunity. I see you starting a house church in your neighborhood, a prototype that will be modeled in many other geographical locations. So Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jennifer M. from Breckenridge, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's giving you major influence in your town. I see you planning special events that are going to give you divine entrance into a lot of new places that will give exposure to those things that have been in your heart for a long, long time. Okay. All right. Patricia T. from Loxahatchee, Florida. Your gift of hospitality is bringing you new opportunities. You're entering into the most fulfilling season of your life. The most fulfilling season of your life, expressing the love of Jesus in many different ways to those outside the gate. You say, what are you talking about? Well, I can't interpret your prophecy, but outside the gate would probably be those that may not be mature Christians, or maybe they don't know anything about the Lord. There are so many, many people. You know, yesterday I had, as my guest on bpnradio.com on the Monday Watch, I had Charlie Pryor and Dan Kraft from Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. And that church has won since September of 2012. They have won to Jesus by going door to door over 123,000 people. That's true. Going door to door. They have their names, their phone numbers, and they tell them about Jesus. And they say most of the people they go to don't know anything about Jesus. And they don't know anything about, they don't know anything about Adam and Eve. They don't know anything about Noah. And a lot of them don't know anything about Jesus. They don't know anything about heaven. And so people in America, they need a word from the Lord. Those, and I'm calling those outside the gate, are those that may not know anything about the Lord. So Patricia, there in Loxahatchee, Florida, you have a special gift. I'm going to ask my editor, Aliona, to give me a call here on WhatsApp. I want to talk to you a little bit on bpnradio.com. If you are monitoring this program at this moment, just give me a call here on my WhatsApp number. Hey, I bless you, Brandy. Brandy there from Brandy LP from Homestead, Florida. Brandy from Homestead, Florida. Good to have you listening today on Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry here. Have a word for you today, and the word is he's putting it back together again. He's putting it back together again. It seemed in the natural to be broken forever, but he's putting it back together again. You've tried to put it back together, but it hasn't worked. Let him, the creator of the universe, give it a try. Give it a try. Let him give it a try, because some things you've tried to put together, you're just not able to do. So give it a try. I'm here to tell you that dreams really do come true. And some things that may seem impossible to us is not impossible with God. All things with God are possible, if you can believe it, and I believe it, and I want you to believe it, in Jesus' name. Dreams really do come true. I'm going to take a little break here, get me a little bit of sip of water, and then I'm going to be back with another part of Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com. Today's a good day. Dreams come true. Okay, we can't stop dreaming. Don't stop. Don't stop. Dreams. Don't stop. Don't stop. Okay, on the air, I'm talking to our chief editor, Aliona. Good to have you on, Aliona. I know this, I've kind of put a little surprise on you today, but I really appreciate you helping me. Every one of these Prophetic Tuesdays, you're on with me. And I just want you to talk a little bit about, to our listening audience, about how dreams come true and how you came to be a part of this ministry. Can you share a little bit? Can you talk to our audience a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
About how I started to work with you.
Yes.
Okay. The first person who started to work with you was my mom. She had a difficult problems with work. We didn't have money. She didn't have work. And miracle was happened. And Michael, our producer of BPN Radio, proposed her to work with you. So it was our blessing, and it was, I think, 4 years ago, maybe 4 or 3 years ago. And from this time, now I work with you instead of my mom, and I'm really grateful and happy to work. So
well,
I really, yes,
it's a miracle, isn't it, Aliona? I mean,
yes.
You live in Moldova.
Yes, I live in Moldova. Michael lives in England. You live in USA. So, yes, it sounds unreal for me, for my friends, but it is so.
Wow, it's amazing how. That's why I pray every day for divine appointments and divine connections, because I know that God really sets things up, and how could God have ever done this? By connecting me to your mother, who tell the people what happened to your mom.
Sorry, can you repeat last?
What happened to your mother?
Oh, my mom is not alive now. Unfortunately, she's in heaven with God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I feel I don't know her presence. I believe she's alive there on heaven.
Mm-hmm.
She's with God. And
yeah, so your mom, so our producer Michael Schonborn introduced me to your mom, and your mom, she was one of the first two people that came on board here at BPN Radio, and she started editing all of the programs. And then she trained you before she went to heaven. She trained you on how to edit. And there you are in Moldova, thousands of miles away, near Russia. And
yes.
What a wonderful job you're doing. And you make all of this work. I'm not sure what happened to our radio volume. I couldn't hear the people, or they couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear the people. But we'll get that all straightened. But thank you. And you're just a prime example, Aliona, of how dreams really do come true. On the other side of the world, and here we are working with us. You work with me almost every day, editing all these programs that we broadcast, and as soon as the program is over, you'll be editing this program, and you'll be putting it back on to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. But that's why dreams do come true. And you've graduated from college, from university, and you're a wonderful young lady, and so we're very, very thankful to have you as a part of our team. And you're just an example of how dreams come true. And there may be people that are listening today saying, well, dreams really do come true. Well, if you put a young lady from Moldova near Russia together here at BPN Radio, you just know that God is always at work. He has this planned out. Okay, thank you, Aliona. You're doing a good job. Thank you for being on with me.
Thank you, Dale.
God bless. And speaking of Aliona, we're going to let Aliona do the station break. We'll be right back.
This is Aliona Kuchurka, and thank you for listening to bpnradio.com. Здравствуйте, это Алена Кучурка, и вы слушаете радио BPN. Спасибо, что присоединились к нам.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Okay, thank you very much for listening to BPN Radio. This is Prophetic Tuesday. We're having a wonderful time here, not real organized like I like to have it most of the time. But anyhow, God is at work. I feel the anointing. I feel that God is at work. Sorry about not being able to take your phone calls. I wanted to, but we'll have to have our engineer and producer to check everything out so we can do that next Tuesday. But I do have prophetic words here. Remember, the one word from God can change your life forever. And if you'd like to make a contribution, there's no charge for the prophecy, but if you'd like to make a contribution to the Breakout Prayer Network, we would be very, very thankful. I want to thank those of you that are monthly partners. We do need monthly partners to help us because we have several employees, and it takes a lot of finances to keep our station going. I mean, right now here in my studio, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 computer screens, and the programs are being recorded. There are things that are happening all around me. Our station manager, Ruth Gentry, my daughter-in-law, she is, of course, the manager, and she's doing things right now. Things are happening all the time, getting ready for new programs that are taking place here on bpnradio.com. This is a Tuesday. So Roy Beard is going to be on at 11:55, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock tonight is we're going to be broadcasting live all week long through Friday night, the Greenville Awakening Revival Services under the Big Tent in Chucky, Tennessee, Evangelist D.R. Harrison. And so at 6 o'clock each evening, we are broadcasting those services live, and hundreds of people are being saved, and they're now, what, in their 23rd week of revival. Some amazing 23rd week of revival. So we got all these things going on, broadcasting live, doing all of these things, keeping you up to date on the news. Delvin Kinzer will be next for the news. If you want to make a contribution, and what I'm saying all of that to say this, there's a lot of things happening, and we don't have any guaranteed income, but we rely upon you that believe in this ministry. All you have to do to donate is go to bpnradio.com. BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Also, there is a place that you can click on saying, I want to be a monthly supporter, and there's a place that you can put that in. And if you want to send us a check, you can do that. All you do is send it to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I'm so glad you're listening. Don't miss any of those programs. If you do, you can go to our podcast. Go to bpnradio.com, click on podcast. People ask me this all the time. And then when you get there, you click on the Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday. Allison Keeper is on every Thursday, Prophetic Thursday, 10 o'clock Central Time. And I think she's also on every Thursday on Facebook Live. Rhonda Kinzer, who has a prayer and prophetic anointing, she leads prayer, gives prophetic words every Friday at 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live. I have a word for... thank you very, very much for your giving. I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very thankful. And, speaking of opportunities, I want to put this in. We are now having 18 hours of preaching. We call it Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. Preaching Sunday. And my son, Rick Gentry, gives oversight to that. And if you would like to, we have a few spots available. If you would like to preach across America and around the world, we have people that have no public ministry whatsoever, but they are preaching on Preaching Sunday. And all you have to do is go to Rick Gentry, bpnradio at gmail.com. Rick Gentry, bpnradio at gmail.com. And the number to call is 214 918-8707. 214-918-8707. Rick Gentry, BPN Radio at gmail.com. So good to have you listening on BPN Radio. It's a wonderful day, and the word of the Lord is prevalent today. God is at work in your life, and if you want to leave me a message, you can leave me a message there on Dale Gentry Facebook page, and I'll be watching, or you can leave me a message at Dale W. Gentry, or Dale W. Gentry Facebook page. I have a word for James and Debbie L., Lynchburg, South Carolina. And we're praying for those of you in North and South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, that are still suffering the effects of Hurricane Florence. Wow, she left a path of destruction that was incredible. And some of you are still facing flooding. There's been like a 500,000 people that have lost their homes. And so I just pray for those of you in that area, and pray for you, James and Debbie. Trust that you are safe and sound on high ground. I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's opening another door of opportunity that is going to come from places that seemingly have died. But you both begin to speak to the dry bones, and they will come alive again. Reviving churches and towns, redigging the wells of revival in places that were once alive and thriving, calling those dead, dry bones to life again, just like Ezekiel did, Ezekiel 37. So you guys, you know, my dad did this when I was in the seventh grade. He was a Pentecostal preacher, and I remember he went into a little town in southwest Oklahoma, and the church had a deadbolt on there. I mean, you couldn't get in. It had a lock, and he had to cut the lock off and cut the Johnson grass down that was about 8 or 10 feet high in front of the church, run out all the rats and the mice, and open the doors and begin to preach. It was amazing. And, I mean, things come to life again, and my dad prayed. So I believe there are places that were once thriving with revival, maybe towns, geographical areas, but it's died. The church has died, or the little town has died spiritually. I just believe you're going to speak words of life. You're going to call those dead, dry bones to live again. So I bless the two of y'all in Jesus' name. And Kirkland C. from Cleburne, Texas, I see Holy Spirit using you in a most unusual way as you lead His people into His presence, an incredible anointing on your life to lead others into the holy place where you will experience unusual signs, wonders, and miracles. And God is revealing His Spirit through signs and wonders and miracles. So I bless you, Kirkland, in Jesus' name. Renee W. from Goreville, Illinois. Renee, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've had enough feedback for the time being. So you need to determine the difference. There's a lot of voices speaking to your life. And you can have too many voices, and they'll become quite confusion. And we know today that God is not the author of confusion. So take what you know in your heart. There is a knower inside of you, and move forward. That voice will give you favor around the globe. And Nana O. from New York, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, come out of the shadows and begin to share what Holy Spirit is sharing with you during this season of life. The dreams and visions you have, begin to share those. Many of those dreams and visions have been about you. But those dreams and visions are going to turn into what God is doing in your city, your nation, as well as other nations of the world. So, Nana, I bless you. And Elkplim, E-L-K-P-L-I-M-A, Elkplim A from Accra, Ghana, Africa. Good to have you listening there in Africa. Somebody said, where do you go? Where do you broadcast to? Anywhere in the world where there's an internet connection. And so, Elkplim, I see you representing your nation, giving other nations an amazing opportunity to invest into Ghana, bringing you great favor in the business and political realm. I bless you there in Ghana, Africa. And Ben from Charlotte, North Carolina, you are a student of the Word, and God is going to give you the ability to be one that memorizes scriptures and chapters. You're going to be an amazing teacher. You are going to be a scriptorian, and the you're going to be able to recall scriptures and verses and chapters and books. It's going to be an amazing gift that you have. I bless you, Ben. Ben J.C. in Charlotte, North Carolina. Trust that you're safe today. Kayla E. from Enid, Oklahoma. Just up 81 from Comanche, Oklahoma, where I grew up. Kayla, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are not just another face in the crowd. You have a remarkable gift to produce dramas that will speak into the lives of a millennial generation. You are going to put together a group of drama students that will present his message in new and unusual ways, presenting life events. You have a great gift of drama. Kayla, I just released that in Jesus' name. And Sandra G. from Boynton Beach, Florida. Sandra, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're on course. Go straight ahead. Keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't veer off to the right or to the left. God is setting your life into a supernatural rhythm. Keep your eyes on the road. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. So I bless you there, Sandra. Hey, Michelle R. from Akron, Ohio. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a very special person. He's publicly acknowledging that you have favor with him. And I hear Holy Spirit saying that you're about to go public. Pause and consider what is in your hand and take it public. Pause and consider what is in your hand and take it public. Hey, Bill B. from Oilton, Oklahoma. Don't be afraid to make a move. Don't get paralyzed. Don't be afraid to transition into a place of birthing, a birthing place. You know, if you're going to do the will of God in your life, there has to be a birthing place. You know, I had this prophetic gift that had been operating in my life for a long, long time, actually since 1967, when I first started leading a church in a little town called Holiday, Texas, being a pastor there. I did have prophetic anointings, but I needed a birthing place for my prophetic. So when I met this man, young man named Larry Lee, who was the youth pastor of Beverly Hills Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, when I met him through a divine appointment, divine connection in 1976, he invited me eventually to come to Rockwall, Texas, one of the fastest growing churches in America. And we'd been praying together for a number of years. So he said, come to Rockwall. When I got to Rockwall, there were other prophets there, and it was a birthing place. And my prophetic anointing went through the roof, so to speak. I began to break out on the right, began to break out on the left, and churches began to invite me. But it was that when I got to that birthing place, and so Bill and others that may be listening today, it may be there are gifts in your life. I'm not telling you to pick up roots and move off somewhere or move to another church. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying there are certain places that your giftings can be birthed. Your anointing can be birthed. That's what happened to me in Rockwall, Texas, 1985. So Bill B. in Oilton, Oklahoma, let down your net into another place and launch out into deeper water. Something going on in your life. So I bless you, Bill. Hey, and Sabrina O. from Santa Fe, New Mexico, build a website. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over you. Build a website, start a Facebook page, share your testimony, give others an opportunity to respond. There are many others out there just like yourself that need a boost. So bring a group together through media. We have major opportunities today through the media to reach out to people. And so I hear the Holy Spirit saying, develop a circle of love, prayer, and understanding. Going to be amazing how many will respond to you, and they're waiting for you. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Dana, me, M from Bristol, Connecticut. Start a fire, Dana, that fire that burns in your spirit to do something special for him. God is about to open those doors of opportunity. I see you starting a house church in your neighborhood, a prototype that will be modeled in many other geographical locations. Do you know that so many things are changing on the horizon? It seems like that everything is changing except God. God never changes. And so God is at work in so many, many different places, and there are so many different things that are happening. And so I just believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you like he is over you, Nicole, there from Eunice, Louisiana. That great passion that you have in your life, you and your husband have, just to do something for God. God is not overlooking that. And that passion is burning bright inside of you. And God is at work, and things are in motion. And just stay in tune with him. Keep listening. And remember the proper progression. I was going to say this a while ago. Remember the proper progression, what it is that you hear something, and then you see something, and you say something, and you do something. And so it's very, very important to hear what God is saying. And that is not the end of it. Then after you begin to say that, you begin to see what you're saying, and then you begin to say something, and then you begin to do something. So the proper progression I've followed all of this time, and the proper progression is it's very, very important. It's very, very important. And I just encourage you to, and those of you that are listening today, write down what you're hearing, and then as you begin to say it, then you're going to begin to see it. So in 2014, the summer of 2014, the Holy Spirit said to me on prayer one day, I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on the internet. Now that was a strange word, which seemed impossible, but you got to know that with God, all things are possible and nothing is impossible, right? Right, I'm right about it. All things are possible, and nothing is impossible. And so I wrote it down, and then I began to see myself doing that. Then I began to say, I'm going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day over internet radio. When I did, other people began to respond to me, and here we are, broadcasting now almost 4 years. So proper progression, Dana, and others Nicole, those of you who are listening today on bpnradio.com, I bless you in Jesus' name. If you want to send me a message, you can do that on Dale W. Gentry or Dale Gentry. I'll be looking at both Facebook pages. And, wow, it's a great day here on Prophetic Tuesday. I'm going to pray a little bit longer before we go because I can do that. And I'm excited about doing that. So we'll take a station break and be right back. Okay, we're going to take a station break when our
this
station
break. This is BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for he is the one who can save. The giver of life to the world.
Jesus Christ.
Good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. One word from God. Well, I love to hear that can change your life. I love to hear the voice of God. Don't you? Oh, yes, I do. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. So delighted to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com. And, wow, I'm excited. I'm excited about these days. God has done some incredible things. And I want to talk to you today to know that that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Mary Ann W. from Columbus, Ohio, bless you in the name of Jesus. Just declare the word of the Lord. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop now. God is at work. There is a message, and you need to preach the message. Here the Holy Spirit saying he's putting an incredible message into your heart. And, you know, when I started out, I only had three sermons, and all three were on prayer. And I began to preach that, and I began to share my testimony and preach those three sermons on prayer. But, you know, I started. I didn't stop. And it's amazing what God has done since that time. I'm very, very excited about what God has done. You have a bright future, and I want to encourage you. I want to hold the microphone. If you'd like to preach on BPN Radio, we have a few spots on Preaching Sunday, 30-minute spots, and we can give you all the information. You can just contact my son, Rick Gentry. Rick Gentry, he's got all of the information there. If you want to preach, you know, I want to hold the microphone. Or I want to give other people an opportunity to preach. I mean, I've done that for a long, long time. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com or 214-918-8707. I want to bless some people right now. I bless you, Lisa. Lisa from Kingwood, Texas. You know what? I wrote down a word for you. I'm going to have to go back and look for that. Lisa in Kingwood, Texas. I wrote it down. So I write down, you know, the minute I write down a person's name, I just begin to get a word from God for them. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Lisa, wait just a little while longer till the storm passes by. Don't make unwise decisions during the stormy days. The sun will shine again, and then you're going to make the proper choices. Boy, the devil's tried to cheat you out of a lot of portion of your life. And I just declared, Lisa, that God's restoring the years of the cankerworm, grasshopper, caterpillar has taken out of you. Hey, Kara Lee from Redding, California. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And you have the opportunity to bless so many people. And you're going to bless a lot of people because you are a blessing. Christina from Juneau, Alaska. The hand of the Lord is upon you to bring people out of darkness into this marvelous light. There are so many, many people that are in bondage today, and you're going to bring them out. And this may sound a little bit wacky, a little bit crazy, because sometimes I say some things that I say doesn't make any sense to my mind, and it really shouldn't. But I see you going putting up bail for some people that are in jail, bringing them out of jail. The more I say this, the more I know it's true. I know it's a right word. Bring them out of jail and making bail for them and beginning to share the gospel, maybe even having a place, a provision for them while they await their trial, sharing the gospel. And there's a lot of ministry that's going to come out of that. It's going to be quite remarkable. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I bless you in Jesus' name. God has a wonderful plan for your life. He has a great plan for your life. And I just want to say that I really appreciate you listening to me on Prophetic Tuesday. I just want to say over you, Shannon, there in Oklahoma City, Shannon L. God has called you, and you must not let anything that He has spoken to you in times past fall to the ground. You know, sometimes we try to come up with something brand new, or something that might make a little more sense, or some things that might be a little comfortable. But we have to realize that what God has spoken to us may not have come to full maturity. And that's what I'm hearing over you, Shannon. The things that God has spoken to you in times past were not mature enough. We're not mature enough to bring forth. You know, there are children, until they reach a place of maturity, they cannot bear children. And so sometimes that child that has the dreams of bringing forth a child one day cannot do it at the moment, because they're not mature enough. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Shannon, that there were things that were brought forth in your life that were not mature enough, or you were not mature enough at that point to do that type of ministry. But now you are, in those dreams and visions, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, have matured. It's like a bond that it's not, you can't cash in that bond because it's not mature enough. But I'm just here to tell you that God has brought you to a special place of maturity. Amen? A special place of maturity, that you can now do those things that you did not feel that you were qualified to do in days gone by, in days past. So, there you have it. There you have it. Aliona's about to bring up our outro, but before she plays that outro, I just want to speak a blessing upon those of you that are listening today. The Bible says that we have the power to bless or to curse. And I declare in Jesus' name that I have the power to bless you. And I bless you, and I ask God to bless you, and declare that He is at work in your life, and that He's not only given you spiritual gifts, but He's given you natural gifts that you were born with, and that you need to function and operate with those gifts that bring great fulfillment and great passion to your heart and life. If you want to know more about the prophetic, you can get my book. All you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, and you can click on resources, and there's a book entitled there's a prophetic book that I've written about how to start and how to finish. It's called God Assignments, and it's free. You can download it. You can listen to it, and it'll be a tremendous blessing to you about understanding more about the prophetic. I do want to mention, that Rhonda Kinzer, one of my spiritual daughters, is on every Friday on bpnradio.com. And Rhonda is also doing biblical counseling. And some of you ladies that are 18 years or older, if you would like to have someone to help walk through a storm you may be going through, a difficult time you may be going through, Rhonda has a master's degree in counseling psychology. She also has an incredible gift to operate in the prophetic, and her revelatory gifts are amazing. Here's Rhonda's number if you want to call her. The initial consultation is free. It's free of charge. And then you can, from there on out, once a week, you can have a counseling session with Rhonda Kinzer on a donation basis. The number to call is 620-482-6180, 620-482-6180. And you may say, well, I can't go to Liberal, Kansas, where Rhonda lives, and sit down for a prophetic session. You don't have to. She can give you a prophetic, she can have a prophetic session, a counseling session, excuse me, with you on Facebook. She can have a counseling session with you on the telephone or on Skype. Rhonda Kinzer, 620-482-6180. Don't forget, at noon today, next, Delvin Kinzer has the news at 11:55. Roy Beard. Roy Beard is on with a word from the wall. Also, also at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, at noon today. At noon today, we're going to have a special guest, and that guest is Jack Mooring. 4 o'clock today, Tony Miller. We have a special guest on noon at 4 o'clock today at 12 noon, Jack Mooring, and at 4 o'clock, Bishop Tony Miller. They're on today. Throughout the day on BPN Radio, we are broadcasting, carrying prayer across America, around the world, prophecy, interviews, preaching, and I appreciate you listening today here on Prophetic Tuesday. I will be back tomorrow on the Wednesday Watch at 10 o'clock on BPNRadio.com. Allison Kieber, Thursday, 10 o'clock. Rhonda Kinzer, Friday, 10 o'clock. And just so delighted that you have been listening today on BPNRadio.com. And we're going to have our outro here. Aliona Pertuca, our editor, is going to play my outro in just a moment. And we're going to sign off. And we are going to have the news with Delvin Kinzer. And so I want to thank you today for listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Thank you for contacting me. Remember, our Facebook page is Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry. And don't forget that I minister every Sunday, Breakout Radio Church, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on BPNRadio.com. So thank you very, very much for listening today. And stay tuned as we continue here. Delvin Kinzer next for the news on BPNRadio.com.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
just died, my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain, he me white as snow.
But in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now.
Thankful for happened last Friday on our way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see your mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. She made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, do you know? Do you really? Just one touch from the king changes it. Just one. Just one touch from the king changes everything. Just one. Just one touch from the king changes it.
Last generation, this could be the last. the last dance, the last song, the last chance, the love and everlasting. God of all the masses, the God of all creation, the God who paid the highest price to buy us back from Satan. Lord, shower us with your grace, let it pour down on our faces. Lord, you are the king and you deserve all of our praises. That's true happiness waiting when you're ready to receive. There's a love that's so fulfilling, a mercy that's never ending. Yeah, so this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on, this right here's a declaration, an invitation to participate in something so amazing, so amazing. I say this right here's an invocation, a preparation for what could be the last of generations. Come on,
this
come on.
Could be the last generation.
Come on,
this could be our final love.
This could be our final hour.
This could be the Whoa. Last generation.
Let's go!
It's my last chance to love you. I live for your name on such a way. Like it's my last chance to love you. I live for your name on such a way. Like it's my last chance.
Oh. every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess.